Part 1. Roots. Barack Obama Jr. introduced himself to the American public with an autobiographical book, Dreams from My Father, A Story of Race and Inheritance. It was first published in 1995, when he was 34 years old, before he entered public life by running for the Illinois legislature. Obama openly admits he is offering us a psychological autobiography, not a chronological one. The dialogue is an approximation of what was actually said or relayed to me, and the characters are composites of people I've known, and some events appear out of precise chronology. What we have then is an autobiography that reflects Obama's inner perception of his personal past. In the first pages, Obama says people who see him as a mulatto, resulting from the brief union of an African and an American, do not know who he is and cannot guess at my troubled heart, with the tragedy being not mine, or at least not mine alone. It is yours, sons and daughters of Plymouth Rock and Ellis Island. It is yours, children of Africa. His project, Obama tells us, is to search for his father, and through that search, find a workable meaning for his life as a Black American. For this reason, the book is subtitled, A Story of Race and Inheritance. As Obama further admits, only at his father's grave as an adult did he understand how much of his life he had spent trying to rewrite stories of his past, plug up holes in the narrative, and accommodate unwelcome details. If Obama then is admittedly writing a psychological self-investigation, what are the political conclusions we are justified in drawing? If this is a story of race and inheritance, what is Obama telling us about race, and what is the nature of the inheritance?